Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson and I want to thank you for tuning in to the program. Today, I am so very happy to have back with us one of our very special guests, author Jack Eden, and we are going to be talking about his book, Lacey's Day, which has just been released in its second edition. Jack Eden is well known for his collection of books that he calls his American Drama Series, and in this diverse collection, Jack has written his 60s memoir, which details his experience in the now legendary rock band, Kazad Doom, as well as six novels that are loosely based on a variety of experiences in his own life, including the years he spent in the corporate world and then owning and operating his own advertising photography business, as well as other experiences, which we are going to get familiar with today. So throughout the years, Jack has lived in Illinois, Texas, California, and Kansas, and he is now residing back in Southern California with his wife, and he writes full-time. So I have Jack on the phone. I'm just so excited to talk with you today. Jack, welcome back to Inside Scoop Live.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
Yes, it's been a while since we've talked.
Well, you can only write so fast.
Yeah, this is true. So I'm so looking forward to hearing more in-depth information about this book, Lacey's Day. You know, I think that this novel has some of the most provocative content of any of your books. So I'm really excited to talk with you about it. I think that you are actually doing something a little different with this one in that you're putting it out on an audio version as well?
Yeah, we're doing both the second edition and the book on tape, and that'll be coming out at the same time. And because it's a collection of emails, the book on tape is sort of especially good because you can go back and forth from email to person to person and sort of track it really nicely with the book on tape, which turned out wonderful.
Oh, great. So that's already finished.
Yeah, I approved the master just the other day.
Oh, wonderful. So was it also available as like an e-book or it's just the book on tape?
It's the book on tape, and it's just about to be an e-book as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'll be available all over the place.
Oh, wonderful. So this, as with all your books that I mentioned earlier, you pull from your life experience to write basically a fictitious story. But in this novel, you're very upfront that Lacey's Day is actually largely autobiographical. So why did you decide to put yourself out there so strongly for this book?
You know, for a long time, I felt very passionately about Lacey's Day. And it was after the initial edition came out. And I finally said, you know, I think I better just sort of tell everybody what this is really about, because it's really about my own life. And it's a little bit of a surprise. We'll go ahead with it and see what happens.
I was shocked to hear that this was an autobiographical book. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So why
well, you know, it was autobiographical. And it was very intense at the same time. It's like I had my secret going for 5 intense months and didn't let on anything about it for 10 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because it happened in 1998. And it's 2008, so that's 10 years.
So here we go. Okay. So why don't you describe the setup for Lacey's Day?
Okay, and I'm going to describe it because, in a way, to position it as fiction, because the beginning is fiction.
Okay.
But then it gets into more of a nonfiction thing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So on the outset, there are two characters in Lacey's Day: Ted and Lacey, and Ted has just been jilted on his wedding day. His bride doesn't show up.
Okay.
So he's just immensely disappointed with that. And he had pictured a whole perfect life, you know, spewing forth after this perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Lacey is in a stone-cold marriage with a guy who happens to be bisexual, and they were childhood friends, and they had to move to this country from China.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's bisexual, and she's romantic.
Mm.
So those two people together are on the internet one night and meet each other.
Okay, okay. So how did they actually stumble onto each other over the internet?
Well, Ted was, and this is a lot of what really happened with me,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of going to say it both ways, but I'm going to refer to it as Ted. Ted was actually on the internet and was looking through a bunch of emails, and one of the emails was from a woman he didn't know, but who was from a hospital he knew about. So he corresponded with her, and her initial answer was anger.
Mm.
You know, who do you think you are, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted for about a week, and then they began to correspond.
Mm. So they ended up becoming friends.
Yeah, it took a little while,
mm-hmm.
but really not too long, because they were both so needy.
Mm.
You know, that when they started talking, it was really sort of who are you kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, and they began to find that they had a lot of commonalities, and they had their own personal struggles, and they talked about those. So they were sort of falling into each other's tears, as Lacey would put it, because they were having personal struggles. And the Ted character, me, was really sort of a natural mentor. So he just sort of jumped in there and said, well, Lacey, why aren't you, you know, why are you doing that with your life? You know, why are you giving away your life to somebody who doesn't have the same sensibilities? And he was meanwhile talking to himself.
Himself, yes. Mm-hmm. Did you in your experience when you were going through this, did you realize that you were doing that as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it became obvious that she was really troubled.
Mm.
And so it was obvious that I was helping and trying to be a mentor and trying to give her guidance and all this kind of stuff. And I think that was probably the spur for what ended up being a relationship of love.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there any point, I mean, we're going to get to how this progressed to a deep love relationship, but was there any point in that beginning, the beginning correspondence that you felt strange about it, or that you were doing something wrong, or you know what I mean?
Well, you know, to the extent that I didn't even know this person.
Right.
It seemed a little strange.
Yeah.
You know, but she was at the same time just very forthcoming.
Mm.
And I mean, initially she wasn't at all. Initially she was really mean. But we were both interested in Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became a sort of a commonality between us. And we started talking about ultimate compassion and stuff
mm.
like that. And so we really sort of cared about each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was back in 1998. I mean, at this point, you know, in 2008, people are meeting on the internet. You know, that's a very, very common thing in online relationships and online dating and whatnot. But what was it like back in 1998? Was there still a bit of a stigma to it?
I would say it was sort of unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just stigma might be the wrong word, because it probably has a little judgment
mm-hmm.
to it. But it was really, it was just sort of, it was really, the internet was really pretty new.
Yeah.
So people were just experimenting with the internet, and fell into this and said, oh, we can talk to absolute strangers and share our souls.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I interviewed people since 1998 when I was writing the book, the more I realized that that's what people liked about the Internet more than anything else, was the anonymity.
Okay.
And that allowed them to open up to each other.
Mm-hmm.
In a really special way that they had never done before.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, more than they could do with their spouses.
Interesting. So it was a really a bridge for a level of intimacy that they weren't experiencing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and suddenly they could say, "Gee, I like grasshoppers," and not say, have the other person say, "I hate bugs." You know, it was sort of like, oh, okay, you like grasshoppers, and it was like an acceptance that was going on between people. So I think that's, you know, the more that I interviewed people, the more I heard the same stories where people would ultimately get married.
Yeah.
As a result of this, and in fact, a person I just talked to recently. Was moving from California back to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And she got married, you know, from her relationship on the Internet.
Wow.
So it's pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was about the same time.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people were finding the possibilities, you know.
Yes, most definitely. So tell us how the friendship with Ted and Lacey and, you know, yourself, how that friendship eventually turned to love through these emails and how long that took.
Well, you know, it was surprisingly fast.
Mm.
And the reason it was surprisingly fast was because the door was really open to really trusting each other. And don't ask me why, you know, you trusted a perfect stranger. But there were certain things that people would say to you that sort of, it made you feel comfortable sharing your soul.
Mm.
And I realized that there were a lot of predators on the Internet now and, you know, trying to get, you know, 13-year-olds and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This is really a different level.
Mm-hmm.
This is more adult and it's more open, it's more honest, it's trying to tune in to those human, wish lists of wonderful attributes and sort of trusting that in another human being.
Mm.
It's really not about what's this guy going to do to me.
Right.
You know, it's more in the case of me and Lacey, for instance, it was more like I'm sort of in trouble with my life and I am too, and what are we going to do about it? So mm-hmm. sort of a teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So there was that connection there. It's just so fascinating how the trust can develop so quickly. And I've heard that before, and I'm sure that's something you've heard when you've talked to other people that have had internet.
Yeah, it's amazing that a lot of trust can develop within a month of just emailing once in a while.
Gosh, is that how long it basically took before you realized that you were really in love with her? About a month?
I would say a month, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And pretty soon after a month, we were already talking about, you know, getting together and seeing each other at some point.
Mm-hmm. That's a big step when you get to that part of the conversation.
You know, it is, but I got to tell you, it was easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That surprises me.
It was easy because of the level of intensity that you felt at that moment.
Mm.
I mean, I was married.
I know.
And she was married.
Yeah.
And yet we were talking about getting together and seeing each other. And it was awful for me. I mean, it was an awful sort of paradox between my real life, and when I say my real life, I really sort of mean it like that, and my virtual life.
Mm.
you know, it was almost like I had a pretend life going on the side.
Mm-hmm. And suddenly fantasy is going to meet reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a little bit of, it's like she had her troubles and I had my troubles, and so let's get together and talk these out.
Mm-hmm.
But because we trust each other, I guess getting together wasn't ever an issue. It wasn't ever something that we wondered about. Do we want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't really do that. We, you know, the way that we came up with it was that, of course, we wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an obvious thing. But mm-hmm. that was because of our own relationships and what we were trying to do to make them better and stuff. And we were seeing that maybe things could be made better.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the other person could be the stimulus for doing that. So
did you ever, at that point, are you saying that you didn't plan on exiting your marriage?
Not seriously.
Yeah.
I think in a fantasy world, yes.
Mm.
But there might have been one or two emails, which are probably in the book, where we were talking pretty seriously.
Mm.
So it was just, I would say, on the cusp.
On the edge.
Yeah, because so, I was just having enough trouble with my wife, and at that time she was traveling a lot, so I never saw her.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, I had this other woman, Lacey, who was more than willing to upend her life and be with me.
To be with you, yeah.
But even then, in the book, she wonders at the end, well, do you want me to really come with you and be with you and all this stuff? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't know. we were wondering all the way through the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the fun of the book and the book on tape.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of see this reality unfold and people dealing with the reality of the feelings that they have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about how the book and this situation really mirrored your own life.
Well, you know, for a long time, the emails that are actually in the book were the emails pretty verbatim to what was going on in my life.
Mm, okay.
And they've been enhanced a little bit, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of IM discussions. And
mm-hmm.
Those are pretty verbatim. So I would say that it's pretty much a nonfiction sort of thing once it gets started.
So why not write it as a memoir?
You know, I had thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really sure about how to handle the beginning and end. And to me, it was sort of an embarrassment. It was like, you know, why should I expose myself to the world when I can write it as fiction? So, in a way, fiction was a way of hiding from the truth.
Mm.
And that's sort of what I've done by coming out with the second edition. I'm really exposing myself to the reality of the thing. And that's been 10 years coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to tell you that for 10 years, I've been thinking a lot about Lacey.
You have been. When was the last time that you actually had contact with her, corresponded with her?
I would say when I sent her a copy of the book.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What was your interaction like?
It was awful.
Oh, no. Oh, what happened, Jack?
It was absolutely awful.
Oh.
Well, it was, because she had divorced her husband,
mm-hmm.
Per my recommendation, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But she had divorced her husband and moved around and ended up moving really close, actually, to my brother.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if she knows that, but they're really pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Physically. And so I sent her this book saying, hey, you know, I had promised her that I would write a book about our relationship, and she liked that. She thought that was a good idea back in 98.
Mm-hmm.
So then I wrote the book, and I sent her the book, and she was angry about it because she had gotten married to a guy who didn't necessarily like her past, I guess. So.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So she gave me a pretty hard time.
Oh, God.
Which I was just brokenhearted about because I'm a romantic,
mm-hmm.
you know, from day one, I'm a romantic.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Did you know that audiobooks are the fastest growing publication in the book publishing industry with over $1 billion in sales annually? And did you know that over 40 million audiobooks were sold last year? This clearly shows that millions of avid readers enjoy listening to books in their cars, while at work, traveling, and even while exercising or walking. Not only that, many individuals with vision issues rely on audiobooks to access the literary world. If you are an author interested in taking the next step with your book and tapping into an entirely new audience, we can help you turn your manuscript into a professionally produced audiobook. Visit us at readerviews.com and click on the Services for Authors tab in the top menu bar. There you will find a list of services we provide, plus a link to get the information you need to turn your work into an audiobook. The potential of the audiobook has been proven and may just be the ideal next step for you in promoting your masterpiece. Go to readerviews.com today. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm speaking today with Jack Eden, author of Lacey's Day. You can find out more about Jack through his website, edenbook.com, or lacysday.com.
I still call my first girlfriend from fourth grade every day, every year on her birthday.
You don't? Really?
I do.
Oh, that's
sweet. And I bet you any money she's listening to this right now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do. I absolutely. So I'm a romantic at heart, and that's what this is really all about. I think it's sort of neat when an author can bare his soul, you know, like I have, and I'm sort of giving the world a little look at me, and I'm not afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it really was a wonderful time.
Yes, and that really does come across in the book, and when we certainly have gotten to know your romantic side, and I know that you make a lot of comparisons to this romance and just the depth of love that you felt very much to the Bridges of Madison County kind of a scenario. So I'd like you to maybe go into that a little bit.
Well, you know, the thing that I liked about Bridges of Madison County was that the movie reflected how it was so easy for two absolute strangers to be in each other's presence and absolutely fall in love. And that is very much like what happened to me. Now, in Bridges of Madison County, it really was a four-day relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, it was a five-month relationship.
That's a long time for that kind of intensity.
I know, it is. And I was walking around in pins and needles most of the time.
Wow.
But, you know, all good things come to an end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Bridges of Madison County thing is basically a nice study in the passion that people can feel if they sort of let themselves go a little bit. You know, I think Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood just did an excellent job at sort of subtly letting us see the intensity of that relationship.
Yeah, and the potential, because a lot of people would not open themselves up in that way.
It's really, you know, at first it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who's ever sat in a coffee shop late at night with someone they really care about, male or female, doesn't matter, and just had a really long discussion and really got into that, sort of knows how you can drift into another reality.
Mm.
And that's really what this was in Madison County and in Lacey State. It's the same thing. It's just it's drifting into another reality.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting way of putting it. Very interesting. Now, your real-life ending in the relationship is different than the ending in the book, obviously. So what can you tell us about your ending and why you chose to change it?
Well, you know, I can't go into a lot.
Don't give it away. I know.
Yeah, some of it's real and some of it's not real.
Yeah.
But it's all intent.
Mm.
And I think that's sort of what I would like to say most about that, is that it doesn't matter that it's real or unreal, because in a way, in my mind, it was all real.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I mean, most definitely.
It's absolutely real in my mind because it was rehearsed and talked about and all this kind of stuff.
Mm.
So then it played out, however it played out.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to say is that my mentor is F. Scott Fitzgerald, and he would be very proud of me in terms of the way that I ended the book.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's loaded with twists and turns and surprises at the ending. And right when you think it's going to be one way, it's another way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sort of fun. It was fun writing that.
I'm sure. Well, it's classic Eden writing, so yeah, you definitely have twists and turns in there.
I like endings.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you're Mr. Ending, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I have to ask you, obviously, because we haven't talked about your wife yet. So I know that you're still married. And so how was that for her when you basically came out with this story, because she didn't know that this was going on at the time, did she?
No, she didn't. And in fact, I took this as an opportunity when I was writing the second edition,
mm-hmm,
to actually, if you can picture this situation out there, everybody can picture this. I walked from my office into the bedroom and I had a copy of the author's notes, The Real Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting there reading, and I said, wait, I want to read something to you. And that's how quickly I recited the whole reality of the book.
Oh, okay.
And this is 10 years after the reality happened.
Wow.
So it had to be a real surprise for her, but at the same time, she sort of, it's like she got a feeling. I think she was learning during that time what things were really important to me.
Mm.
And I think she was learning what things were really important to me because of my online relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would talk about various things, and I would feel free to talk about various things and not be embarrassed by various things.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the bottom line was really more honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our relationship, my wife and I relationship, actually got stronger as a result of my not being afraid to be honest about how I felt about something.
I imagine. So your relationship is probably really at this point better than it ever has been.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So the thing that happens is that if you can learn from other people, you know, I found out that by being honest, I could feel a real intense love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I tried to take that into my own relationship. and I started to see that by being honest, I could feel more loving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's sort of the lesson of Lacey's day, which is that we really have to get in touch with our own honesty. We have to become authentic.
That's wonderful. And I was going to ask you, you know, because you're such a man of life experience, you know, what you really did learn from this whole romance and what you really wanted to convey through this novel. And so that's your message.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Honesty.
Yep.
Fantastic. Great. Oh, what a great, great novel. I love the comparison to Bridges of Madison County. And I know that, you know, that movie, and it touched people in a certain way. And I'm just so glad that you were able to open up and be honest and go there as a writer and, you know, as a man yourself.
I think it sort of inspired me.
Mm.
I think it inspired me to come out with the second edition.
Mm-hmm.
And further, I think it inspired me to come out with the book on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Because the book on tape is so real, and I had to audition the actors who played Ted and Lacey and so forth. And they just have wonderful voices, and they're very good at inflecting and so forth. So it's just a wonderful, it doesn't take too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of a wonderful experience. It's like a movie without the movie.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Now, I understand that you were actually going to make this is a play at one point.
Yeah, and actually it still might be a play at some point because it's sort of such an interesting thing to sort of capture the back and forth that happens as a result of an email, and I can easily imagine a really cool set on stage where two people are on the side of a huge upright wall. But they were talking to each other.
Oh yeah.
And it just would really capture the anonymity, but at the same time the familiarity. So yes, I think it would be wonderful as a play.
Mm-hmm.
And the book on tape gave me chills.
Yeah.
And Chris, a guy at Reader Views, just did a trailer, and I swear to God, it was like a mini movie, and I was just crying.
Yeah, it is fantastic. I'm so happy that I got to get a sneak preview of that before we did this interview because it really it puts it just into like such a great light, and it's just such a visual trailer. He did a great job, and I think that it just really it does a lot for this book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can easily see this becoming some sort of movie or some film edition of this. It's just
easily. Yeah. Now I know. So this is book 6 or 7. I'm not too sure in your American drama series. Now I hear that you are taking a bit of a new twist on your series. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, late at night one night, and this was probably 3 or 4 months ago, I don't know why, but I looked up the 7 Deadly Sins, and I compared them to my books, and I suddenly noticed that each of my books really delved into one of the 7 Deadly Sins. It was an amazing coincidence.
Really?
And I sent the information to a friend of mine. And I said, "Am I crazy or is this like a fit?" You know. And he wrote back and he says, "My God!" So he imagined doing a trailer for my American drama series with each of the books, and then supered with the Deadly Sin. And then at the end, and I love this, this is his little ending, he says, where the 7 deadly sins come to life in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, Jack, that's great.
Isn't that incredible? First time I've enjoyed having that.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, what an interesting coincidence just to stumble on that, you know. That is so interesting.
Yeah, and we'll have a little write up on that at the website eventually, but
Yeah. So a late night inspiration actually really
it sort of came true.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh,
that's how creativity works.
Absolutely. You are in the flow, quite honestly.
Uh-huh.
Mhm. Mhm. So where can your books be purchased?
Well, you can get them at Amazon or
okay.
BarnesandNoble.com.
Mm-hmm.
My site, which is EdenBooks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lacey's Day.com has been designed and so forth, and that will have Lacey's Day. But EdenBooks.com might be the best because the book goes out right away, and it goes out in good shape and stuff like that. So I would say EdenBooks.com is probably the best place.
Okay, and then the book on tape, will that be available through your website as well?
Yes.
Okay, great.
In fact, that'll be available at the website and LaceysDay.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, the last time you and I had talked, I know that you were kind of in the process of working on another novel, I believe, called Head Trip. Is that?
Actually, I'm working on a memoir that's really based on my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an editor, and she's continuing to have me look at what Head Trip means.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, and she's really good at multiple layering and so forth. So I'm working on that novel right now, and it'll probably be done, I would bet, in a year.
In a year. Okay, yeah. That's probably a big undertaking, that book.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's really smart and challenged me incredibly because I'm always thinking in multiple dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great collaboration.
It will be a very interesting book.
Absolutely.
You know, I told her, I said, but that sounds like an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, it is.
Yeah.
And I said, well, who would want to read about me?
Yeah.
And she said, they're not reading about you. They're reading about how you've handled your life.
Mm.
So it really isn't about you. It's about what you've done. And that was sort of interesting, and she got it because I've had multiple brain surgeries, and that's part of the head trip, and
mm-hmm.
what do you think about it? It's part of the head trip, so it's like everything's part of the head trip.
Fantastic. I love that switch in perception and how you look at it, because I think that, you know, that is why people will read this book.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fantastic, Jack. It's been so great talking with you again. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to come on again.
Yes, and I know that this won't be the last time. You know, we will definitely talk again. So much, much success with Lacey's Day and the second edition and the book on tape and just continued success in your life.
Great.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, listeners, there we go. Once again, bringing to you Jack Eden with another great interview, his book Lacey's Day coming out on Books on Tape soon. You can purchase the actual book through EdenBooks.com and Lacey'sDay.com. It's also available through local and online booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. That type of thing. So we certainly encourage you to check out Jack Eden's American Drama Series and Lacey's Day. So thank you so much for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.
Blog Talk Radio.